This is 101.3 KDWB. I am Dave Ryan. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
We don't know. How are you doing?
I don't know.
We don't know.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm not doing very good.
So I'm out of town. I'm in Phoenix all weekend, and I'm starting checking my email on the,
computer.
I was checking it on my cellular phone. I can check AOL email. And friends are sending me emails going, Dave, what's up? KDWB, what's going on with the radio station?
I heard it all weekend.
And I'm going, thank God I'm out of town. You know, the last time I worked at a radio station, they fired everybody. I was at the Grand Canyon. I got it on my voicemail, you know?
Did you really?
Yeah, I was at the Grand Canyon. So every time I go to Arizona, something effed up happens with the radio station that I work at.
You didn't go to the Grand Canyon this time.
No, I did not go to the Grand Canyon, no.
Stay away from national parks, Dave.
No, but I was in Arizona again, so I'm getting all these emails, and I'm like, okay, I have no idea. Nobody's telling us anything. Well, they just said basically come into work so we can make this announcement at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, they pulled off the disc jockeys this weekend, and we were all left voicemail messages or emails to come in at about 6:30 this morning.
I think if anything happens here and we're going to make an announcement about this, I think the number one thing that people are going to miss after 40 years of KDWB, 40-some-odd years, is Pat Ebert's at Hot Shots on Friday nights, Hot Shots in the Burnsville Bowl.
That and Drunken Personals, I'm sure.
That would be a shame.
That would be sorely missed.
So a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls, I guess. The email box was clogged at ryanshow@kdwb.com when I came in this morning.
It's been frustrating being out this weekend and not knowing what's going on and having people come up to me going, what is going on? And I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, well, what are you going to do? I'm like, I don't know. You got a job for me?
All I want to say is this. If they really are doing anything silly with the radio station, like changing anything, they were really stupid to let us in here at the last minute. I mean, that's just really dumb.
I brought the lighter fluid.
I mean, come on.
Well, you have to consider the source, Dave.
I try
calling everybody. I tried calling Scotty this weekend. I tried calling JJ this weekend. And nobody else knew anything
either. Nobody was around.
We all went out and got smashed on Saturday, thinking this would be our last big hurrah. But you were out of town.
I wanted to.
Champions downstairs.
Yeah. That's a good place to do it.
Champs.
Do it at Champs.
So you're down there, you're drunk, and what's the biggest dumb speculation that you came up with while you're just down there passing around drunken speculations?
That would happen in the radio station?
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
That everybody was going country, that we were going country.
Really?
we speculated everything, seriously. And everybody's calling their friends at every other radio station across the country going, dude, you got an opening at all. I'll do anything, man. I'll pour coffee for you.
Actually, I did that for you, too, over the weekend. That's one of the reasons I was in Phoenix. I was trying to find you a job in Phoenix.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What about you?
I hope you don't have a problem with that. I did.
I'm not a really big fan of Phoenix. I went to Waterworks and asked them if I had my bartending job back. They said, whenever you want.
So, really? Yeah, get your bartending job back?
Hey,
don't worry, you guys. I got you both a job at Taco Bell.
Did you really?
Yes, Dave, your job is to fill up all the burritos with sour cream. Perfect. That's all you got to do.
I can do that. That's working.
And Angie, you have to say, would you like tostadas with that?
You know, there's so many things in this business. I mean, you know, everybody thinks their own business is so like crazy and unique and everything. But let me tell you, radio is always doing something screwy because they're always being sold and the ratings are always coming out and you never know what's going on. Some freaky new guy comes in and screws everything up for you.
We've been bought and sold about 6 times since I've worked for the 4 years that I've worked for this company. I swear to God. I don't even know who owns us anymore. I don't think I have any health insurance because we keep switching. I don't know who owns us or what we're
doing. You do have health insurance.
I do?
But you have to go to Mexico for everything.
Okay.
And there's a van in Tijuana at a place called Circle K.
Great.
And you go there for your health care.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do.
We have 2 minutes until the supposedly the big suit here. This guy, Jack, what's his name?
Dijon,
yeah. We saw these suits all weekend, and normally there's people running around the radio station. If you've ever been to a radio station, it's a very laid back atmosphere, and people are wearing ripped jeans and FUBU sweatshirts.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since Thursday night, there's been people running around here in business suits and briefcases, and we're like, what the hell's going on?
People have been saying to me, Dave, enough with the ripped jeans and FUBU sweatshirts. Mm. You know, so I know what you mean. Yeah.
Stop dressing like you're going to a funeral. I mean, this is a casual business, you think?
We will have an announcement here in about 1 minute. It's 6:59, and supposedly our boss will bring in some kind of thing that we're supposed to read here. And, here comes the boss right now.
There he is.
With a briefcase, with a memo inside here. Let me see what this is here. Okay. Am I supposed to read this right now?
That, and then
That and the first, well, can I read that first?
What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to read this, and then play that.
This is very official.
This is...
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, says right here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been instructed to read the following communique. Somebody got a thesaurus for Christmas. From Clear Channel Communications, the parent company of KDWB-FM. This is from Jack Dijon, corporate VP, Clear Channel Midwest.
Have you ever met this
guy?
No.
Okay.
Well, here it is on their letterhead. We find ourselves as a broadcasting company corporation at a crossroads. The landscape of the radio industry is constantly evolving. The demographic makeup of the Twin Cities market has undergone dramatic changes in the past 10 years. With new residents arriving and the continuous evolving of listeners' tastes, change and modification is a constant part of the industry, though sometimes it's not always pleasant or understood at the time it occurs. Following an intensive market research campaign begun last summer, Clear Channel Communications has come to a fateful and ultimately costly decision. The management of KDWB-FM has been instructed effective 7 a.m. January 29th, 2001. Check your calendar, Pat.
It is the 29th, Dave. Yes, it's 2001.
The management of KDWB-FM has been instructed effective 7 a.m. January 29th, 2001 to once and for all turn off the power.
Dave. There's another side to that.
What? Oh,
there's more in the back.
It says turn off the power. Turn off the power company's control over our pocketbooks and bank accounts. The people of the Twin Cities have paid too much for too long for the electricity and natural gas to heat and power their homes.
Well, that's for damn sure.
KDWB is instructed as a leader for over 40 years to break this cycle of price gouging and corporate pocket padding immediately, no matter what the cost.
I don't get it.
Keep listening.
Keep reading, Dave, please.
Your audience is hard-earned money that can be better spent on clothes, CDs, cars, vacations to warmer places, and, of course, shoes is being spent on a basic necessity, and KDWB is charged with stopping this cycle of out-of-control spending. A Clear Channel representative is here with a company checkbook, and we want Dave, Pat, and Angie, followed by the rest of the KDWB air staff, to begin soliciting faxes from your listeners of their power bills so we can pay them off.
So we're turning off the power.
This is what it says here.
Wait
power
a minute.
Companies.
You mean
that's
to tell me that I spent the whole weekend looking for a new job, thinking I wasn't going to have one come 7 o'clock this morning, and we're not going off the air?
Actually, there's one other part here that says, Angie, get a cardboard box and get your crap out of here.
It's just me. Yes. Okay, I'll see you guys.
Yes. Head to Taco Bell. Make a run for the border.
It says Clear Channel has never balked at expenses, so they lied about this part, too.
Uh-huh.
Especially if it aids and benefits our valued listeners. So, Ryan, stop reading this memo and start paying off their power bills, or we will fire your ass. Signed, best regards, Jack Dijon.
Who is this Jack Dijon?
I'm going to kick his ass.
But we're going to find this guy, and we're going to kill him. We're going to kill this guy as soon as we find him. So what we're looking for is a fax of your power bills.
I don't believe this.
So we're paying people's power.
That's what it says here. It says we are turning off the power company's control over our pocketbooks and bank accounts.
Well, what the heck?
That's what it says. So,
well, I was all nervous for nothing.
I'm a little relieved, but I'm a little pissed.
Totally pissed.
I'm glad I was out of town and missed this whole thing.
Do you know how nervous I was this weekend and all the other disc jockeys around here? We thought we lost our job. No kidding. We seriously thought we lost our job.
Can we sue Clear Channel Communications Midwest Division for undue emotional distress? I think if we can get an attorney on the phone.
Not to mention all our listeners who've been all bummed out all weekend.
I can't believe the number of emails and phone calls we've gotten. Is this what you want to do to the people who have listened to this radio station all
these years? Is this some terrible bad joke?
Here's what we want to do.
This is not our fault. We're sorry. We didn't know.
We are going to pay your gas bill or your power bill. So I guess what you need to do is fax this in. Hey, do we have some kind of a special fax number?
Yes, we do.
We do have this. Thank you very much. It is 612-349-6245. Send us over the fax your gas or electric power bill so we can turn off the power. Get this clever wording here.
Uh-huh.
Turn off the power company's control over your money.
So it's just a clever play on words, in other words.
Exactly,
but
yes.
But the good news is we're paying your power. You send us your XL energy bill, we'll pay for your natural gas.
That doesn't do anything for me because nobody's paying my power bill.
I think whoever came up with this idea needs to be written up.
I think they need to be written up. I think they need a stern talking to.
I think we could have gone a whole lot better off with like a Destiny's Child Touchtone Weekend.
I think you're right.
Instead of this whole thing.
How about a big Snuggie?
And
a big thank you.
We're sending off your...
Well, I'm glad that we still have a job.
We do, and we're paying off your power bill. Grab your power bill. Take it with you into work. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to pay these off like starting right now.
This moment,
boss,
as soon as we get a fax.
Right now?
Need your faxes right now. Send it to that phone number.
I'll tell you what, the first fax we get will pay it off.
The first fax we get.
At this phone number, 612-349-6245. Whose idea was this?
Jackie Sean.
I just want to know.
We're going to kick his ass
with this. And can I just say how glad I was that I was out of town and missed this whole thing over the weekend? Oh, man. Whoo!
KDWB. Rising power costs are emptying your bank account. And KDWB is set to turn off the power company's hold over your checkbook. Send us your gas or electric power bill. Fax it to 612-349-6245 or mail it to KDWB, 100 North 6th Street, Suite 306C, Minneapolis 55403. Then listen weekdays at 7:25 and 11:25 a.m. and 1:25, 4:25, and 7:25 p.m. When we call your name, you'll have 10 minutes and 13 seconds to call us back. Do it. And KDWB pays the bill. KDWB is paying off your power bill because your hard-earned money should be spent on more important things.
Like shoes.
Yeah! From the Twin Cities, number one for today's hit music.
Still here and stronger than ever.
101.3 KDWB.
Now on video and DVD. He was the perfect husband until his one mistake followed them home.